From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New proposals for Greece debt crisis. Thousands of demonstrators marched Sunday in European cities in a show of anti-austerity solidarity on the eve of an emergency summit aimed at keeping the debt-ridden Greek government from defaulting on its European loan payments. The rallies in Athens, Brussels, and Amsterdam came as Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras held separate phone talks with the leaders of France, Germany, and the European Commission in search of an elusive cash for reforms deal by a June 30th deadline. The Athens government says Mr. Tsipras offered a proposal for a mutually beneficial agreement providing a permanent solution, but did not provide details. Without a deal, Greece is expected to default on a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund, setting the stage for its possible departure from the 19-nation eurozone. Islamic State militants have reportedly placed mines throughout the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Palmyra in Syria. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, it's not known if the purpose is to blow up the ruins or to prevent regime forces from advancing into the town. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital. At least three of the attackers were killed. The raid on the National Intelligence and Security Agency base in Mogadishu Sunday started with a suicide car bombing. The agency said it knew of the attack in advance and successfully blocked it. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is scheduled to meet today with several of his European Union counterparts ahead of the June 30th deadline for an international accord on Tehran's nuclear program. This is VOA News. Worshippers returned to a black Charleston, South Carolina church Sunday in the United States for the first time since a white man gunned down a Bible study group at that location last week. Visitors from Charleston and as far away as California packed into the church for Sunday services. Here's Reverend Norville Goff.
I want to say to the citizens of Charleston and visitors, thank you for being whom God has called you to be. Thank you for your flowers out front. Thank you for the cards and the emails and all the acts of kindness.
Churches across Charleston rang their bells in unison in solidarity with a stricken congregation. The accused shooter, Dylan Roof, is charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. The Obama administration is congratulating the people of Mali for the peace agreement signed Saturday between Tuareg rebels and the government. A State Department spokesman said Sunday the U.S. will stand by the Malian people as they implement the deal. The government and a coalition of loyalist militias signed the peace deal in May, but the Tuaregs and their allies have been holding out for more concessions. The peace agreement was brokered by Algeria. Pope Francis says the plight of migrants seeking to escape war and poverty in North Africa and the Middle East brings tears to his eyes. Speaking to a group of laborers in the Italian city of Turin Sunday, the Pope decried what he said is a system that treats people like merchandise and said the refugees should not be blamed for trying to get jobs. European Union ministers are trying to figure out how best to take care of more than 100,000 refugees who have arrived on European shores via Italy since January. Millions of people participated in yoga sessions across India Sunday to mark the first-ever International Yoga Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spearheaded the initiative. He's pushing the idea that yoga can start a new era of peace. We get details from Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, after extolling the ancient Indian art as not just an exercise to improve flexibility, but a path for mankind's inner development.
Yes, sir, sir.
The Indian leader said this is a program for the benefit of mankind, for a tension-free world, and to spread the message of harmony. New Delhi's mega yoga session was the highlight of events being held in almost every country to observe World Yoga Day. The United Nations agreed to observe the day after 177 countries co-sponsored Prime Minister Modi's call last September to hold such a day. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
A deadly heat wave expected to continue in Karachi, Pakistan today. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.